Some of, can we get the lights out? Some of you were not here yesterday evening, so this morning is like a mini review of yesterday evening. This is the theme for this winter retreat. Following in the footsteps is the theme, and the sub is connecting with Krishna through the prayers of Acharyas and Srimad Bhagavatam. Our goal is to restore our forgotten loving relationship with Krishna in fullness. We have some distance to go. It's there, but it needs to be awakened, that forgotten relationship. And our Acharyas and Srimad Bhagavatam help us get there. There's lots of assist. Descending mercy comes through. Krishna's descending mercy comes through our great Acharyas, the representatives of Krishna. That's the standard way. And so we began yesterday evening with this nice song, Narottam Das Thakur. Specifically, I selected this song for two reasons. He wants to connect with Krishna also, and he understands that the primary means to connect with Krishna is through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none different than Krishna, and the dear associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis. And we heard a little bit the commentary, which explained that by taking shelter of these six Goswamis, particularly Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, one connects with the whole of the Siddhic succession and with Lord Chaitanya and with Krishna. So that's why we started where we started. And we heard Jiva Goswami honoring both Rupa and Sanatana as the persons whom he received training, instruction about Krishna, and the inspiration to write this treatise on Srimad Bhagavatam called the Sandarbhas. So we heard about his glorification of them and his commitment to them and deep appreciation for them. And similarly, Baladev Vijayabhusan's explanation by that submission, he is indicating submission again to the whole of the Siddhic succession, to Lord Chaitanya and ultimately to Krishna. His work was a commentary, yet a third commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, following the inspiration and instruction of Rupa and Sanatana. And then we focused a little bit on Rupa Goswami. We heard this standard prayer reminding everybody that when we recite our Mangalacharana prayers, the prayers to all of Krishna's associates, we start with Rupa Goswami in this particular verse. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam. Let's say it together. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. And the translation just disappeared. Oh, there we go. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? So we heard a little extensively the way in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami. And with that empowerment, it was the teachings of everything that there is to be known. That's what we heard. The truths of everything that there is to be known was imparted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami with the additional empowerment to understand it and the additional empowerment to describe it, because he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saw Rupa Goswami as a fit person. He said that, Lord Chaitanya said that to Sarup Damodar. And sure enough, he did, and his writings are wonderful. So I want to add two things that we didn't mention yesterday, and then we're going to move forward. This song that we sang at the beginning is a song by Narottam Das Thakur, and the verse that praises, honors Rupa Goswami is also Narottam Das Thakur. Here's a little passage about Narottam Das Thakur, because we heard yesterday, Narottam received teachings from Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami received teachings primarily from Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And so Narottam is a direct recipient of everything that was passed on, the empowerment passed on by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami, to Jiva Goswami, to Narottam. And he's honoring, as we are honoring, Rupa Goswami in this special way. In our present disciplic succession, Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta, Sarasati Thakur, and Gaurakishore. Now we hear, little clarification, we hear that Gaurakishore was illiterate. Well, it's not that he couldn't read and write. He could read and write. But he wasn't like a vastly learned scholar type. But when he came to Navadvip and first met Bhaktisiddhanta, he was carrying with him a book. And the book was a book by Narottam Das Thakur. And it was this book, Prema Bhakti Chandrika. And it was that book that Gaurakishore Das Babaji gifted to Bhaktisiddhanta the first time they met. And then for japa beads, he had cloth that was tied in knots. That was his japa beads. And he gave those to him in a deerskin cap. You know, very fashionable, a deerskin cap. Or a tigerskin, excuse me, a tigerskin cap. That was gifts. He was gifting Bhaktisiddhanta with that which had inspired him. Bhaktisiddhanta instructed all his disciples to daily read Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika. And when Gaurakishore Das Babaji was asked how to develop love for Krishna, remember the theme, he said, take 5 annas, I don't know what that is, you know, less than a rupee, take 5 annas, go to the marketplace and buy 2 books. Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana, both by Narottam Das Thakur. Read them daily and you'll develop love for Krishna. Interesting, huh? Narottam Das Thakur is so exalted as a recipient of the mercy of Jiva, Rupa, and Sanatan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's a commentary, one final thing. There's a commentary on this verse by Narottam Das Thakur, written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Rupa Goswami has established Nirupitam within this world, the Rasa Shastras of the devotional service of the Lord, which was desired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When will that Sri Rupa mercifully give me Nija Charana Nikatam, the proximity of his lotus feet? Nija means his own. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadatisva Padantikam. So he is speaking of Rupa Goswami. We heard this yesterday. So Rupa Goswami gave, he was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all truths, and especially about the mellows of devotional service. He instructed Srup Damodar to instruct him further about the mellows of devotional service, and he expanded the mellows of devotional service. He certainly did that in explaining the science of bhakti through Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, his most renowned fundamental foundational text. But his writings were filled with it. So I decided just to recite one of them. The very first verse of Vidagdha Madhava. Vidagdha Madhava by Rupa Goswami is, it means clever Krishna, Vidagdha Madhava, or clever Madhava. So Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is Vidagdha Madhava. And the introductory verse is quoted in the first of the verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, glorifying Lord Chaitanya. It's proper when writing to first refer to one's Ishtadeva, just like it's described when you wake up in the morning. The first thing is you call the name of your Ishtadeva. It's a standard Vaishnava teaching and practice, and in writing it's done that way too. Our great acharyas, the Goswamis, they observe this. So here's the opening line of Vidagdha Madhava. Now it's about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, clever Krishna. But the Ishtadev for Rupa Goswami is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in poetic language, it's translated this way. May the pastimes of Sri Krishna reduce the miseries existing in the material world and nullify all wanted desires. The pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are like shikharani, a blend of yogurt and sugar candy. That's the pastimes of Krishna, overpower the pride of even the nectar produced on the moon, for they distribute the sweet fragrance of the concentrated loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. So that's his topic, clever Krishna. He was empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand and expand the glories of Krishna's pastimes, at that time nearly forgotten, the places and the pastimes themselves. So he expanded and expanded and expanded, and Vidagdha Madhava is very elevated literature. Make sure you read Srimad Bhagavatam several times before you go to Vidagdha Madhava. It's very elevated. It's filled with mystery. But it's Rupa Goswami's elucidation on Bhakti Rasa, as is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That's the science, and then there's the sweet nectar, or as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the rasa shastras, such as this one. So we're going to hear next one of Rupa Goswami's verses, the very next verse in Vedanta Madhava. I'm sorry, that's the one that's also quoted in the beginning texts. This verse that I just recited is found later in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So as the Mangalacharna prayers go, we're going to now honor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the deliverer of the Yuga Dharma, and he is the deliverer of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam in a form that is palatable and approachable and digestible and easy, but it's non-different than Srimad Bhagavatam's teachings. And Srimad Bhagavatam's teachings are none different than Lord Chaitanya's teachings. And it's the most elevated literature. So one of the outstanding prayers of great personalities in honor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a much beloved personality, and his verse after he realized the identity disclosed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we see here, this form. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, it describes he showed his Sadbhuja form, but Chaitanya Charitamrita describes like this. There's the form of Vishnu, the form of Krishna, and the form of Lord Ramachandra, all in one entity. So let's say together, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Kshikshartam Eka Purushak Puranaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. So, a little background. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the foremost scholar in the world, foremost scholar in India, and foremost scholar in the world. Without any controversy. In America, our picture of world history is very European-centric because America was populated after the American Indians who lived here for some long period of time by Europeans who came here. And the European settlement, the point of the needle came when in Europe they were trying to figure out if the earth was flat or round. So they sent Christopher Columbus in three ships to find the possibility of an ocean voyage that they could reach India to get the spices and cloth and, you know, nice things from India by going west instead of all the way around Africa, etc. Anyway, that was the idea. So while Christopher Columbus was discovering America and the world isn't flat, it's round, In India, that's when Lord Chaitanya appeared, around the same time. So this, the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya being the most exalted scholar of his time, certainly meant within India, and certainly meant anywhere else also, the whole world. So very, very elevated, but in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association, he gave up all of that erudition in favor of his mood of taking shelter of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, he didn't trash all his learning. He used it in service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unquestionably as the supreme authority. And this phrase begins, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. So Nija Bhakti Yoga, his own devotional service. And Vairagya Vidya, we heard yesterday, both Rupa and Sanatan, and Raghunath Das, and Jiva Goswami, those four of the six Goswamis speaking about the importance of detachment, as is the teaching in Srimad Bhagavatam. But not artificial detachment, but the detachment of seeing all things in relation to their source and engaging all things in service to the source. But these four, they were not just in the renounced order of life, they were beyond the renounced order of life. That was their position. And they're attributing, Raghunath Das is attributing Sanatana Goswami to making him drink the elixir, the nectar of devotional service in the mood of proper detachment. Not just artificial detachment, but full dedication of himself to the personality of God. So this is the Vairagya Vidya. We heard that nice verse where Raghunath Das was saying, Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita saying, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, saying, now I have intelligence. For so long I was serving the unwanted desires of material happiness. And they were unkind masters. And I didn't try to get free from them, but now I have intelligence. So this is vidya, that kind of understanding Lord Chaitanya gave. Not book learning vidya, not materialistic learning vidya, but transcendental knowledge, transcendental detachment, instead through attachment to Nija Bhakti Yoga, Shikshartam Ekam Purushak Parana. Shiksha Artam. He gave his instructions in these matters, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Shikshartam Eka Purushak Parana, to be engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Person who has assumed this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he's very kind. Therefore, let me take shelter of him. Now, there's a standard another standard verse that, here's the verse, it's written by a devotee who was a contemporary of the six Goswamis, it turns out, and he didn't become well known like the six Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatan and Jiva Goswami, etc. But he was a contemporary. He was a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He lived in Bengal. And he wrote a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, someday someone will probably translate that. But this verse that Gaudiya Vaishnavas in our line honor very much is written here. Anyone seen this before or familiar with it? Arajyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kadachit Upasana. This is another one of Dravida's favorites when he recites. So there's several items that are attributed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings. One of them is this one, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. You've heard that before. The Pramanam Amalam. This devotee, Srinath Acharya, is one of the sources saying the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Pramana Amalam, is the spotless Pramana. And Prema Pumarto Mahan. How many times have you heard Srila Prabhupada say like that? Prema Pumarto Mahan. So Srinath is the source. This is the verse. And there's several other things. Arajyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas. The worship of the personality of Godhead as performed by the residents of Vrindavan is the highest. And the abode of that highest is Vrindavan. Let's read the translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is worshipped along with his transcendental abode, Vrindavan. The most pleasing form of worship for the Lord is that which was performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority on everything, and pure love of God is the ultimate goal of life for all men. These statements, for which we have the highest regard, are the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is a prayer in honor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by one of his devotees, Srinath Acharya, found as the introductory verse to his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. So I want to read a little bit some of the renderings of this. The object of worship, Aradhya, is the Lord in his form as the son of the king of Vraja. His abode is Vrindavan, and the cowherd girls who live there with him, chief amongst whom is Radhika, are his perfect worshippers. The most enchanting method of worshipping the Supreme Lord is that devised by these gopis. The most authoritative source of divine revelation is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Love for Krishna, or prema, is the fifth and ultimate goal of human life. These are the basic principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's belief, and we thus consider this doctrine to be supreme. That's another translation of this verse. And here's another. These are from our acharyas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu holds There's five in the list. One, that the supreme object of worship is Krishna, the son of the king of the cowherds, Vraja Isha. Two, his eternal abode is Vrindavan. Three, there is no method of worshipping the Lord as agreeable to him as that which was conceived by the wives of the cowherd community, Vrajavadu. Four, the most reliable testament to these truths is the spotless scripture, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And five, divine love of Krishna is the highest goal of human life. As these points are doctrine were taught by Mahaprabhu, we hold them to be in the highest honor. And one more. This is the doctrine taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of the wives of the cowherd community, the Vrajavadhu. No one is equal to the daughter of Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. What is the method of worship that she has demonstrated? Very simply, she desires for nothing other than pleasing Krishna's senses. That is all. So this verse is taken by our Gaudiya Acharyas as a verse that's honoring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his life and teachings. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the year of Srila Prabhupada's birth, 1896, wrote a book in English and sent it to universities all around the world, that was the title, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Precepts. So this verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I read, said this, the verse that is attributed to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is very nice, and in our Gaudiya line it's still honored until today. But even before that, no, excuse me, after that, this verse by Srinath, he found to be more comprehensive and a more complete, superlative explanation of Lord Chaitanya, his life and teachings. So we're honoring this verse as well. Now, prayers by our acharyas to take us to the lotus feet of Krishna. Here's another one by Rupa Goswami, as I mentioned, from Vidagdha Madhava is one we'll see. But very, very famous is this one. We all recognize this verse, so we'll say it together. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gora Trishe Namaha. O most munificent incarnation, you are Krishna himself appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani, and you are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. This is spoken by Rupa Goswami upon meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fell flat before him and stood up with folded hands offering spontaneous prayer. Somehow it got recorded in this way. And it's embodying the essence, even at this early stage before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him in the way that he described, we heard yesterday. He revealed all truth of everything to be known. But he understood, Rupa Goswami understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be Krishna himself. And he understood his golden color is because of the mood of Radha and the complexion of Radha. that he manifested. So now here's the second verse of Vidagdha Madhava. We heard already the first verse. Here's the second one. This is the one that's found in Chaitanya Charitamrita. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the line of Brahma and Madhva. And in the line of Madhva, there's a very special personality who, prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested this feature of conjugal love for Krishna, which previous to him was unknown. Who knows the name of that great acharya? Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri, we find from Chaitanya Charitamrita, he entered deeply into this mood by reciting over and over and over and over and deeply entering into the mood of a small prayer that doesn't say Radharani's name, but it's the mood of Radharani in great love and separation from the Lord of her life. And he recited again and again and again and again. And he manifested this spontaneous love, conjugal love of the gopis for Krishna. And that in turn, the seed was passed on to Ishwar Puri, passed on to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in that same mood. But in our line of disciplic succession, that's how it was, the Leela at least, was manifested in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exhibiting this ecstatic love. It's a detail, but prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the worship of Krishna was done without Radha by Krishna's side. Some of you may have visited Udupi Krishna in Udupi. Madhva worshipped Krishna, but there's no Radha by the side of Udupi Krishna. Because in that line, Brahma Madhva, that line, it wasn't Radha Krishna, but it was manifest Radha Krishna worship. Just like, for example, Rupa Goswami discovered the deity of Govindaji. It's one of the empowerments that Lord Chaitanya gave. And when Govindaji was installed, there was no Radha by his side. But Janava made an arrangement. The consort of Lord Nityananda made an arrangement for the deity of Radha to be by his side, because that was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, that we approach Krishna through Radha. Now, the understanding of those who were worshippers previously goes something like this. Of course, different lines of teachings might say a little differently than I'm about to say. But just like those who are worshippers of the one supreme source of everything is the personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, in the case of Mahavishnu, we don't see the goddess of fortune at his lotus feet. Garbhadakshai Vishnu, yes. Shiradakshai Vishnu, yes. But Mahavishnu, no. And the reason is, the understanding is Rama Devi, his eternal consort, is with Mahavishnu within and enjoying together in yoga nidra, mystic slumber, eternal pastimes. This is how our acharya is described. Eternal pastimes within. But she's there because Shaktiman has Shakti. Bhagavan has his potencies, unlimited potencies, starting with his internal potency. So she's always there, and the worship was done in that mood. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Radha by the side of Krishna, because it's by the mercy of Radha we get the mercy of Krishna. We offer everything through that internal potency to the worship of Krishna. And we get the mercy of Radha by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. In this way, we approach the very confidential worship of Krishna in the mood of the gopis. That's a deep and profound teaching, but it's our Gaudiya teaching. And so, Vidagdha Madhava writing, Rupa Goswami is helping us understand all of this. So these are prayers by our acharyas to help us get the association, to restore our loving relationship with Krishna that has been forgotten. We're just unpacking a little bit. Here's a commentary, very short commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote on passages from Vidagdha Madhava, because it's a glorious writing of Rupa Goswami. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wanted to help us understand. So here's from his, it's a brief commentary, but he writes, without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot describe the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God. So it positively is, Rupa Goswami was given the empowerment to describe, to understand and describe, not just creatively, poetically, imaginatively describe, maybe it's like this, but he had that empowerment. And the negative is, without that empowerment, one cannot describe the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he goes on, may Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is exactly like a lion that kills all the elephants of desire, be awakened within everyone's heart. For by his merciful blessings, one can understand the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. That's his gloss of this wonderful verse of Vidagdha Madhava. Now, we heard yesterday that Lord Chaitanya became situated within the heart of Rupa Goswami. So the prayer is that Lord Chaitanya also do that for us. And we get that mercy through Rupa Goswami, who got that mercy from Lord Chaitanya. We're at the feet of Rupa Goswami, appealing for that same mercy that he received, or some drop of that mercy that he received. And we approach Rupa Goswami through the mercy of our disciplic line. Those who are very careful, sincere, ardent followers of Rupa Goswami in the line of disciplic succession, like Jiva Goswami, like Narottam Das Thakur, and so forth and so on, and our current founder, Acharya. And we are to become like that, recipients of that descending mercy, through our mind of disciplic succession. And once again, without that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a drop of it, which is enough to drown in, one cannot understand, what to speak of then, describe the pastimes of the Personality Godhead or enter into them. So We're just trying to follow the theme, following in the footsteps. That's our topic for this winter retreat. And finally, there's this very nice song, again, written by Rupa Goswami, called Stava Mala. Stava means, at least a very simple translation is, hymns of praise. The history is, Rupa Goswami wrote many, many things, and being a follower of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami gathered these many, many things, these hymns of praise to Lord Chaitanya, and he gathered it together and put it in a literature. That's Rupa Goswami's literature, but, you know, with this little administrative secretary assistance from Jiva Goswami, he just gathered and put it together. But it's Rupa Goswami's writings. And there's a recording, and you have the translation. You can sing along, because it's a little difficult to read it and sing it at the same time. But you can sing along if you like. And then there's the verse by verse. There's 8 verses. And the translation. So the singer is this nice devotee from Chennai, ISKCON devotee, but he sings in a style that sounds like Sri Vaishnava's recite songs. You'll recognize it as soon as you hear it. And you can sing along, and then we'll summarize and we'll end for this morning. So there are different ashtakams. This is the second of 8 prayers glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I hope the technology works. Alauyam vidvam sasphutam abhiyajante dyutibarad akrushnangam krushnam makavidi virutkirtanamayaih uphasyam chaprahuryam akila jaturtashramajujam sadhe vashchaitanya krutiratitaram nakrupayatu. By performing the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name, scholars in the age of Kali worship Lord Krishna, who is now non-blackish because of the great upsurge of feelings of Srimati Radharani. He is the only worshipable deity for the Paramahamsas, who have attained the highest stage of the fourth order, sannyasa. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us His great causeless mercy. Charitram tanvana priyamagavat ahladana padam jayot goshaisam yagvirachita shachi shokaharana rudhan janmartandat yutiharadukulanchita katihi sadhe vashchaitanya krutir atitaram nakrupayatu. Loudly shouting Jaya has he manifested his sankirtana pastimes that delighted even the fallen and sinful, and his hips bound by a silk garment that eclipsed the splendor of the rising sun, he pacified its mother's grief. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us this great causeless mercy. Abharam kasya pranayana vrindasya kutuki rasastomam hrutva maduram upaboktum kamapiyah rucham svamma vabre pyutimihatadiyam prakatayan sadevashchaitanya krutiratitaram nakrupayatu. Lord Krishna desired to taste the limitless nectarine mellows of love of one of this multitude of loving damsels, Sri Radha. And so he has assumed the form of Lord Chaitanya. He has tasted that love while hiding his own dhar complexion with her effulgent yellow color. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us his great causeless mercy.
anagatya pritya chiramasura bhava pranayinam prapannanam daivim prahudimadidaivam trijagati ajastram yashvimān jayati sahajananda madurah sadevashtaitanyakrutiratitaramnakrupayato.
By the demons, he is never worshipped with love. For the surrender devotees, he defeats the power of material destiny in the three worlds. He is handsome, blissful, and charming. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us His great causeless mercy.
Khatirya paumbranam prakatita napatvipa mahima bhavena lankurpan bhuvana mahitam shrotriyakulam punatyangikarat bhuviparamaham dashramapadam sadevashtaitanya kutiratitaram nakrupayato.
He is the shelter of the people of Bengal. His glory is manifested in Navadvipa. By birth, he ornaments the Brahmana community, which is worshipped in all the worlds. By accepting it, he purifies the Paramahamsa ashrama in this world. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us His great causeless mercy.
Mukhena grepitva madura niharam amrutarasam drushardvara yastam pamati ganabashpam bumijataha bhubi premnastatvam prakatayitumullasitatanuhu sadevashtaitanya krutiratitaram nakrupayatu.
To reveal the truth of pure transcendental love in this world, he first jubilantly drank with his mouth the nectar of the holy name and then discharged it from eyes to eyes on the pretext of shedding tears. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us His great causeless mercy.
Thanumma vishkurpan napapuradabasam katilazate kharankalankarash tarunagadarajanchitagati priyevyoyashikshaam dihadinijanirmalyaruchibihi sadevashtaitanyakrutiratitaramnakrupayato.
His form is as splendid as new gold. His waist is decorated with the water pot. He is as graceful as a regal young elephant. By appreciating his own Krishna Prasadam garlands, he teaches his dear devotees. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us His great causeless mercy.
Smitha loka shokam harati jagatam yasya parito ghiram tu prarambak kushala patalim pallabayati padalambak kamba pranayati nahi prema nivaham sadevashtaitanya krutiratitaram nakrupayatu.
His smiling glance at once drives away all the lamentations of the world, and His very words enliven the auspicious creepers of devotion by expanding their leaves. Taking shelter of His lotus feet invokes transcendental love of God at once. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us His great causeless mercy.
Shachi suno kirtistapaka navasaurabhya nibidam pumanya pritatma patati kila padyashtakamidam salakshmi banyetam nijabada saroje pranayitam dhadana kalyanim anupadamabadam sukayati.
At every step, may the glorious Supreme Personality of Godhead bring both transcendental happiness and grant auspicious pure love for His own lotus feet to that person who very happily reads these eight verses, which contain the fresh, sweet fragrance of the many blossoming flowers of the glories of Lord Chaitanya, the son of Shachi. Thus ends the translation of Dvitiya Sri Chaitanya Ashtaka, second 8 prayers glorifying Lord Chaitanya.
Powerful singer. I don't know much about this devotee, but apparently he's somewhat celebrated for his traditional Sri Vaishnava South India spirit and his great devotion for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings. So just a couple of things. We find in this list of 8 songs, or collection of 8 songs, that what we know, kind of new people introduced to Krishna consciousness, come to understand right away, is embedded within Rupa Goswami's teachings. That is to say, our understandings come from Rupa Goswami. And that is, and the Bhagavatam. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, who wanted to experience the love and the happiness and the qualities of Krishna that Radharani experiences. We find this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the seed for which comes from Rupa Goswami. So having that desire, Krishna himself came in the mood and the complexion of Radha and tasted that happiness that Radha has, tasted, experienced the love that Radha has, and the qualities in Krishna that stimulate the love of Radha as Radha experiences those qualities of Krishna. He did all those things in his position as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as he tasted, he distributed. So what we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita elaborately explained, naturally, it's from Rupa Goswami. And it's from Rupa Goswami because he received from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, who, much to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's amazement, Rupa Goswami understood the heart and the mind of Lord Chaitanya disclosed because he was empowered by Lord Chaitanya to experience that. And then he wrote, and then he distributed, and then the followers of Rupa Goswami read and hear and receive and then distribute, and that's what we're doing. At least we're being given the opportunity to do like that. And by receiving, and it takes some time because we're pretty covered, living entities, but as we receive and become cleansed, then slowly, 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 some deeper appreciation, deeper taste, deeper hankering awakens to the point of spontaneous love, to the stage of prema bhakti. That's Rupa Goswami's method. That's his gift. And we're meant to receive his gift. And it's the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why we started where we started. Rupa and Sanatan, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we'll carry on from there. Now, one other point I wanted to just draw attention to. Those of you that have your sheet, you can look at the bottom of the first page, text 4. By the demons, he is never worshipped with love. For the surrendered devotees, he defeats the power of material destiny in the 3 worlds. So each one of us, supposing we had never had the good fortune of meeting a Hare Krishna devotee or receiving bhakti through that association, supposing that had happened, then what would be driving our lives is guna and karma. Whatever it is that would come our way, guna and karma. There's nice understanding that comes from Dhruva Maharaj's story. What comes our way is karma. And how we respond to what comes our way, that's guna. We're not driven, we have choices when something comes our way, how we're going to respond. Generally, the conditioned soul is responding or reacting according to guna. But all of that can change. Like, just like get a big eraser or a delete button, and it just can change by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That doesn't mean that each one of us, we have a different psychophysical nature. We have our psychophysical nature. We have a body and we have a mind. So we have tendencies. Some like to sing and some like to write and some like to worship the deity and some like to cook and some like to manage and some like to this and that. We have our propensities because we have a body and a mind. So we have a nature. So it's not that you're psychophysical nature just gets up and walks away, but it gets connected to the personality of Godhead, that is to say, it becomes purified, it becomes part of the instrument of making loving offerings to Krishna according to our nature. So material destiny can be completely changed. It's not destined. I meet this, you know, in the West, it's not so common. In China, it's really common. Like here we are seated in the temple room, and it's just destiny. It's not just destiny. We got some mercy and we made some choices, and here we are. And our destiny changed. We would be somewhere else doing something else. That was destiny. So mercy changes destiny. Doesn't change our psychophysical nature, once again, but just connects that to the object from which everything comes, the source of everything, the personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. And to do that in a mood of loving offering, that's bhakti. And so bhakti changes material destiny. And Lord Chaitanya came being merciful to give that. And not only to give the change of destiny or to give liberation from the bondage of the cycle of birth and death and guna and karma, but he came to give something far greater. He came to give love for Krishna in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, Braja Prema. That's what he came to give. And we are meant to be recipients of that. Now that's high, and we're not high, but that's the gift. And the gift is a gift of descending mercy that comes through disciplic succession, and that's why we started where we started, Rupa and Sanatan, and Jiva Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur, and now Lord Chaitanya. And then we're going to go to other associates of Lord Chaitanya, and find other features of those associates of Lord Chaitanya that are meant for us to also receive it, that we're going to hear. The mode of compassion. Having received, then what? Of course, it depends on how well you've received. But having received, then what? Then you give. It's very simple. Just like a child. You know, parents, I've seen, they want to teach their children, in principle, when they receive a toy or something, share it. Because what happens when you get older? It's the same principle. You receive something, you share it. It's a Vaishnava principle. You receive the mercy of Krishna, you share it. And to become eager to receive the mercy of Krishna, that's what we're refining. Because we're often more eager to receive something temporary than something permanent. That's our conditioning. We kind of overlook the permanent. And we know about the permanent, but we overlook it and look for you know, what's in it for me? How am I benefiting from this gift of Krishna, bhakti? Instead of thinking, offering to Krishna. So these prayers that we're hearing about Rupa Goswami and great souls, they have the love of Radha, is that she had nothing else. That's the gift. That's the gift. It's high. And that's the gift. And through this descending mercy, we can go closer to what that gift is meant to bestow upon us. That happiness that can't be compared to anything. Certainly not anything of this world, nothing of the heavenly planets, nothing of liberation, and even compared to the happiness of the pure devotion in Vaikuntha. I mean, what high teaching this is. Ooh. And please take it. It's just like, that's Lord Chaitanya. Please take it. Please take it. So, the gift is being extended, so this is an exercise of helping us open our hearts to understand what that gift is, so that when it touches our heart, we go, wow. Not like, thanks. But gratitude and wanting to do something in that mood of gratitude. We want to serve the source of that great gift, the disciplic succession, and ultimately Krishna. Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's giving the gift, which even Krishna didn't offer without condition, and Lord Chaitanya is giving without condition. Please take it. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Okay, so we'll end there and see if there's some comments or discussion. You want to hit the light switch? Okay. Anyone? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. He is giving Krishna Prem unconditional. As you say, it's very high. Mm-hmm. As you told us to not to jump into this scripture, Vidagdha Madhava, without several times reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So, for us, even reaching to Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada cautions, go step by step before approaching 10th canto. So, I haven't found any association where I could reach to that level in Srimad Bhagavatam. So what is the process for beginners like us?
What's the process? Well, it's no secret. You want something, a secret? There's no secret. That's the process is given. No secrets. It's open. You know, sadhana bhakti. And in Rupa Goswami's Nectar Devotion, what sadhana bhakti is laid out. Then we do that. That's the process. Sadhana bhakti, nicely performed, takes us into awakening, the cleansing and the awakening of higher feelings. That is, you know, Vairagya Vidya. Nija Bhakti Yoga. That's the process. And then as we receive, it's all further purification, we give. You know, we can give, like, you know, when you go downstairs and take prasadam, whatever you receive, you give. Or when you go, you know, wherever you conduct your life, whatever you receive, you give. As a gesture of gratitude for having received, you're just sharing. You're being a true friend to another by reminding them of Krishna in ways that you have been reminded of Krishna. That's so that we have relationships, we have sadhana, and we cultivate our sadhana bhakti until it becomes just our way of life and it becomes spontaneous, perfectly natural, not just regulative. So the regulative is because we're not clean. And when we become clean, it becomes spontaneous. That's our process. In the mature stage, it becomes prema in simple terms. Anyone else? Subal?
Guru Maharaj, just reflecting on what you explained on the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of giving entrance to everyone to this highest position and this highest place. Especially for in the mood of the devotees of Vrindavan, to enter in the Vrindavan mood. Now, you say, you know, what an amazing thing. And thinking about it, how, suppose that's not there, just like you mentioned.
Supposing what?
You don't receive, you don't come across with a Vaishnava and receive
okay.
the opportunity. Then who knows where you're meant to be? Even, you know, if you get, become liberated, suppose, you know, this opportunity have to be there also for people or the living entities in other, you know, positions, like even in residents of Vaikuntha.
Residents of?
Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha, okay.
So, it's difficult to understand for something that is, even for the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, to enter into the, you know, the mood of Vrindavan and enter into Vrindavan, how common living entities are able to just go directly into that Vrindavan realm. I mean, the way I understand it, at least, I don't know if I'm, if it's a very incomplete understanding, is that you were meant to go by following in the footsteps of our Vaishnava Acharyas and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we enter into Vrindavan. We will be destined to be in Vrindavan. So it is difficult to understand, and you know,
spiritual life has lots of mysteries. Get used to it. But as you were speaking, I was thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Sri Rangam. Now, of the three names that we know a lot about, Venkata Bhatta, his brother, Prabodhananda Saraswati, and his son, two of them went to Vrindavan. They were in the Vaikuntha mood. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came to the Braja mood by association. Venkata Bhatta had to stay. He was the chief priest. He couldn't just skip out of town. He was the chief priest. So he performed his duty in that mood. And it passed on generation to generation to generation. And the current generation in the line of Venkata Bhatta is Parashara Bhatta. Parasha was one of the names. One of the three desires of Yamunacharya was a disciple should be named Parashara. So the current in that mind is Parasharabhata. And he's very clear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personality of Godhead and stayed in his home. He's very clear. How did he get that? Through mercy. So how does one get Lord Chaitanya's mercy? Well, we're not going to be so fortunate. He's not going to stay in our home. But we can get the mercy of one who has gotten his mercy. That's the method. That's disciplic succession. So it's possible by disciplic succession. So what's our role in all of this? Receive and give. That's what our role is. And we heard Rupa Goswami say, demons, they don't. But those who receive mercy, they do. Demons say no. So as madhyamas, we avoid those and we give to the innocent. But everyone can hear the holy name. So that's what we do. And then it becomes possible. Up here, up front.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Regarding the prayer.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Thank you. So, like when we're praying to the acharyas, our spiritual master and previous acharyas, I find it helpful to pray for doing the service better or doing my practices better or overcoming my weaknesses like that. That is one side. But we also know that our aspiration should be pure devotion service, which is
our appreciation should also be what?
Our aspiration should be pure devotion service, which is unmotivated.
To do pure devotional service within?
Which is unmotivated.
That unmotivated.
So that is on the other side. So by doing this, by requesting help and mercy, are we still progressing towards pure devotion service?
Well, motivated means material motivation.
Oh.
Unmotivated. We're not to become stones. We're to become without material motivation. That's the unmotivated. Does that answer your question? Okay. Anyone else? We're finished? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki.